的约是永远不变的。
So is the covenant between God and the Israelites as if a mother loves the child. So he said that my covenant with you will never change.
他说：“既或一个妇人会忘记她的孩子，吃奶的婴孩，但是我却不会忘记。
So that's why he said that even if a mother forgets the baby at her breast, but he will never forget us.
那这种爱呢？我们读起来这样的词句呢，很感人。但是真正的要体会、要经历神的时候呢，经历到的时候，你会发现真的是。”怎么讲？就是更加的感人，经历生这种爱。
So you may say, oh, it's quite touching when you read this kind of words, but once you actually taste it, like you actually experience the love of God like that, and then it will really shocked you, like to see the love that God is for us.
那我们将会不边不断的来经历生这种爱，这种非常细腻、温柔的爱，坚定的爱。
And we will continue to experience this kind of love from God, which is gentle and which is everlasting.
那我们中间有一些人，我也碰到过一些人，包括我自己，我们对神的这个爱呢，
Sorry, I cannot say,
对，
听不
弟
太
兄
清。
姐妹们呢？So if you can mute your microphone first, and later you can share. So thank you. 就说周围一些人，当我们经历神的这种爱的时候，我们真的非常非常的感动，也非常非常的确定了心要跟随神。
So when you actually experience this kind of love from God, not only you will be touched, but you will determine to follow him.
我讲过很多我自己的见证，我真的觉得神爱我比我爱自己更多。
I have already talked about so many of my own testimonies, and I know that God loves me more, even more than I love myself.
神爱我的孩子比我爱他们更多。
And God loves my children even more than I love them.
神爱我的太太也比我爱她更多。
And God loves my wife even more than I love her.
所以，因着这样一种爱呢，当我们真正的经历过的时候呢，真的只有来跟随他。
So once we have experienced this kind of love, so the only thing we could do is to follow him.
但是，在这个过程、生命成长的过程里面、信心成长的过程里面呢，会有很多的状况会出现。
But through our journey of growing up in him, there are a lot of things that can be going on.
就像我们跟着我们的母亲成长的时候，会有很多的事情会发生一样。
Just like we're growing up with our mother and there are things that are happening around us.
有时候我们会让我们的母亲非常非常的生气，不高兴。
Sometimes we could do things that, cause anger in for our mothers.
有时候我们的母亲就抄起棍子来打我们。
Sometimes she even use a rod to discipline us.
我记得小时候，我的母亲很少打人，她也不骂人，她不讲碎话。但是有一次很气愤，我记得我做什么事情不听她话，她把那个棒槌啊抡起来就朝我扔过来。
So I remember when I was young, my mom was always very gentle with us, and she never really say her harsh word at me. But I remember one time I did something wrong, and she just throw a rock at me.
那个棒槌呢？我们中国有一种锤麦子的时候用一个棒槌，就像那个baseball club，就像 baseball 打那个棒球的那个棍子也很硬很粗，朝我就扔过来。
So it was a rod that we use to do a harvesting. It's a tool, anyway. It's a tool. Anyway, it looks like a basket. Sorry, baseball. What? Baseball. Yeah, baseball club. So it was very heavy and very, very heavy, and she just threw it at me.
但是呢，我那时候人比较机灵，一躲就躲掉。
But I was swift, so I ran away from the club.
那小时候母亲生气呢，我们就不明白她为什么那么生气，真是多余的。
So we didn't understand why she was so mad.
所以直到以后渐渐成长，做了父母才能明白。
So it's only until when I became a parent, then I realized that why she was mad at us.
就像中国有句话说，不言而不知道什么父母的恩。So
it's an old saying in Chinese. So only if you have children, then you will know how hard it is to become a parent.
所以其实我们对神的爱的这种理解也是这样，就是我们在这个过程里面，好多时候我们不太明白。
So it's just the same as how we try to understand the love of God. In a lot of things, we do not understand why.
对，但是呢，他的爱就是在我们的旁边，就包围着我们。
And yet his love is always around us and beside us.
啊，就像我们的母亲对待我们一样。
Just like how our mother treats us.
所以我们讲到圣灵呢。 我们真的可以用母亲来形容圣灵，因为圣经上讲的。So
when we talk,
language.
So when we thought about, think about the Holy Spirit, he or she just like a mother. So in the Bible, it says, he's a counselor, like 什么？你刚刚说的是安慰者吗 ？Comforter.
所以神他既是父亲又是母亲，就是这样一直不断的在带领我们，濡养我们。
So God is a father and also a mother. He continues to nurture us.
很多时候我们经历很多的事情，我们自己并不明白，但是呢，他陪伴着我们。So
even though sometimes we are experiencing things that we do not understand, but please remember that He's always beside us.
那最近圣堂动我呢，就来讲这些圣灵运作的一些系列，我就觉得神要来。 预备我们大家呢，以后来迎接将来这个神要在全地要做的工作，大丰收。So
now God has moved us to talk about a series on Holy Spirit. I felt that God is trying to equip us so that in the coming days we can be prepared for the harvest that is going to come.
因为我们。 不大认识我们自己，也不大认识我们经历的这个生命的过程，也不大认识神。Because
we do not really know about ourselves, and we do not know what is happening around us, and a lot of times we do not know God.
但是呢，神就把我们这些所谓的牧者呢放在这里，有一个责任呢，就是要按照神的话语、我们的经历来引导大家。
But God has placed us, the shepherds, so that we can lead us into places. Yeah, into understanding.
就是说，即使我们如何的去来引导大家，不是说我们就很快就能完全的认识神，而是我们会有更多的认识。And
how we lead us into a knowledge of God is not an immediate. A knowledge, but like a slowly understanding of who God is.
很多东西呢，我们必须要经历，亲自的去经历它。
And a lot of times we need to personally experience Him.
就像约翰福音第8章31、32节讲的，他说呢，当我们遵守他的道的时候呢，我们就明白他的真理，我们就成为他真的门徒。这个明白真理呢，真理就让我们得自由。
So that's why in John chapter 8 says we need to know the truth. We need to know.
就是遵守他话语的时候呢，就成为他真正的门徒，就会真正的明白真理。真理呢，让我们得到自由。
Okay, so when we ex So we, when we, you know the truth, and the truth will.
So,
we said that again.
So we abide in his words. We are truly his disciples. And we know the truth, okay. And the truth shall
we'll set us free. Okay.
所以呢，就是说，当我们真正在他的心，在他的话语里面走，我们就开始经历到他赐给我们的这个真理的一种真实和那种自由。
So when we walk in him, then we will walk in truth, and truth will set us free.
那所以我们就不断的要来操练，不断的要来经历。
So that's why we have to continue to exercise and continue to experience him.
在这个过程里面呢，撒旦会不断的来试探我。
So in the process, Satan will continue to tempt us.
会这个tempt us. 那就像在耶稣在地上的时候，撒旦一直也会来试探他，要么来攻击他一样。耶稣的门徒，撒旦也一直会来攻击你，来试探你。
Just as Satan tempted Jesus while he was still on earth, Satan is also going to do the same to the disciples of Jesus, Jesus' followers. He will continue to tempt you.
他会通过让你犯罪来控告你，也会通过金钱你正当的需要来应用你。
He will tempt you to sin, and sometimes he will tempt you through money, because you have to use money, so he will tempt you through that.
但是呢，我们这个过程里面呢，必须要学习来，无论是如何，我们要来跟随主。
But in the process, we need to learn, no matter what, we have to continue to follow him.
Follow 就像我们上个星期所讲的，就是圣灵呢，赐给我们恩赐的时候，在用作的时候呢，会产生一些现象，因着我们的肉体，因着我们的不成熟，因着我们人的爱。
So, last week we talked about when we move in the power of the Holy Spirit, sometimes we can make mistakes because our human nature, because of our immaturity, and sometimes because out of our love as well.
但是同时我们也讲到，神让我们清楚的知道，我们在他里面呼召要成为圣徒，已经是圣徒。就像这个歌里面所唱的，就是我们已经是他的儿女，这是非常重要的。
Also, we have to know we are holy in him. We are already called saint in him. Just like the song we have just sang that we are called to be holy.
We are already his children.
We are his children. Sorry.
就像哥林多前书讲到这个哥林多的教会有很多的问题，但一开始保罗写的时候呢，就是哥林多的，在耶稣基督里称圣的。
So just like the Church of Corinth, and even though the church has a lot of problems, but Paul opened the letter by saying that they are already called to be holy and they are saints.
因为这就是神要让我们明白他的爱，就是以赛亚书49章的爱，母亲对孩子的那种爱是不变的一种爱。
Because God loves us just like Isaiah has said that God loves us just like as a mother loves her child. It's an unchanged, everlasting love.
不管我们有时候做的事情是好还是坏，有时候可能肉体很强，有时候像个小孩子不成熟。有时候这种那种的事情发生，但是始终要明白神的爱。
So even though we are unstable in all the things, we are like a little child. We sometimes we do bad things, but still we have to understand that the love of God is for us.
而且我们的信仰是一个非常真实的信仰，是心在地上的信仰。
And our belief is a true belief that is a belief that can be exercised on this earth.
所以我就看到，就是神真的听我们的祷告。上个礼拜让我们就地操练。
So let us practice right now.
就是上个礼拜就说，好像我神让我们就当场就操练这些圣经里面的话语。
Just like last week, what happened last week? It is as if God wants us to exercise, as exercise that truth right now.
神就在告诉我们，我的话就是真实，我的话是真实的，不是一个道理让大家去脑子里面去学，而是活在生命里面。So
God is trying to let us know that His words are truth. It's not some theory that we are just learning through our brains.
所以我就知道，神就是和我们同在，而且他清清楚楚的就在这里，要让我们讲这样的信息，而且要这样来操练。That's
why I know that God is with us, and He wants us to talk about this message and wants us to exercise it out.
那就是神呢，就是说，让我们操练，因为我们赶快要操练，以至于成熟长大的越快越好，因为好多人要等着我们。
So God wants us to exercise right now and grow as fast as we could so that we can be mature enough to help those who are around us. Because in the coming days a lot of more people are waiting to be waiting to come to church.
所以神要塑造教会成为一个地方，人进来都感觉到安全，不会被垄断。So
God wants to create a atmosphere that when people come, they will not feel judged.
那而且即使垄断的时候，你还是要有爱，还是要来接纳。So
even if you've been judged, still you will come with love and with acceptance, respect.
而且这些事情必然会发生，因为写在圣经里。牧师，你的，我不知道今天好像信号不是很好，听不太清楚，是我的问题吗？啊，就说这些事情必然会发生，因为写在圣经里。So
these things are going to happen because it is already written in the Bible.
是不是清楚一些，近一点？
就是有时候会停一下，然后才会听到下一句。我也不知道是不是我的问题啊。大家也会那样子吗？还是大家听得清吗？阿文，Hello，阿文听得清吗？还可以，我听得清楚。有的时候会断，对，但是还可以，没问题。啊，主也是帮助我们。
所以就说神呢，就说，让我们就说在这个过程里面呢，就是要来抓住神，知道神的爱在哪。So
in this process, God wants us to grab Him so that we know that where love is.
那么我们今天呢，继续要讲到圣灵的工作。So
today we're gonna continue to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit to equip us.
今天我要讲一个在圣灵运作的时候呢，就是大家更加不知道该怎么办的一种现象。So
I want to talk about a phenomenon that can be happening, a situation that people do not know how to respond, may not how to respond.
你根本不知道怎么样办，但是呢，你要知道神在那里，是神的爱。
So you might not be able to respond or help, but you have to know that God is there and He is there to help you.
那我们为什么要讲这个圣经呢？因为第一个，它写在圣经里面，就是说神的话非常重要。So
why do I have to talk about it? Because first of all, it's written in the Bible, and the words on the Bible is very important for us to learn.
第二点呢，就是说这些。 你搞不定的东西呢，它会发生，而且我们要预备好。And
second of all, this kind of things, the things that you can is out of your control can be happening, and you have to know. You have to know this in advance.
但是我们必须知道，就是说神的心意是什么。我们要懂得，就是教会要预备好自己呢，要迎接将来很多有需要的人进到里面。
So as a church, we need to be equipped so that in the future that we can help those who are going to come to our church.
那不仅仅是来到我们的教会，就是很多人会融入这个耶稣基督的大教会。我们好多人都会去，神会呼召我们来帮助这些人。
So not just coming to our church, but people who are coming into believing in Jesus, and God is going to use us to help those new believers.
让我们先翻开圣经《撒母耳上》第十章。
So we can turn to First Samuel.
Chapter 10 first.
Chapter 10.
那个时候呢，我们先读一下，就是说撒母耳呢就告了扫罗，扫罗呢后来就在这个圣灵的感动之下呢，他就变成了一个新的人。
So after Samuel anointed Saul, and after that Saul became a new person.
那我们可以读一下，就是第五节开始啊。此后你到神的山，在那里有非利士人的方兵。你到了城的时候，必遇见一帮先知从丘坛下来，前面有鼓瑟的、击鼓的、吹笛的、弹琴的，他们都受感说话。耶和华的灵必大大感动你，你就与他们一同受感说话。你要变为新人，这兆头临到你，你就可以趁势而作，因为神与你同在。你挡在我以前下到基甲，我也必下到那里献燔祭和平安祭。你要等候七日，等我到了那里，只是你当行的事。扫罗转身离别撒母耳，神就赐他一个新心。当日这一切的兆头都应验了。扫罗到了那山，有一帮先知遇见他，神的灵大大感动他，他就在先知中受感说话。出来认识扫罗的，看见他和先知一同受感说话，就彼此说：“祭司的儿子遇见什么了？扫罗也列在先知中吗？”那地方有一个人说：“这些人的父亲是谁呢？”此后有句俗话说：“扫罗也列在先知中吗？”扫罗受感说话一毕，就上丘堂去了。我请安娜也读一下英文。
So, First Samuel chapter 10 verse 5. After that, you will go to Gibeah of God, where there is a Philistine outpost. As you approach the town, you will meet a procession of prophets coming down from high place with lyre, tambourine, flutes, and harp being played before them. And they will be prophesying. The Spirit of God will come upon you in power. You will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person. Once these things are fulfilled, do whatever your hand tries to do, for God is with you. Go down ahead of me to Gilgal. I will surely come down to you to sacrifice burnt offering and fellowship offerings. But you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do. As Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart. And all these signs were fulfilled that day. When they arrived at Gibeah, a procession of prophets met him. The Spirit of God came upon him in power, and he joined in their prophesying. When all those who had formerly known him saw him prophesying with the prophets, they asked each other, "What is this that has happened to the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" A man who lived there answered, "And who is their father?" So it became a saying, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" After Saul stopped prophesying, he went to a high place.
谢谢安娜。这里呢，就是说你看到一个场景，我们上次也讲过，就是说呢，撒母耳呢，在这个高抹了扫罗之后呢，让扫罗就去做他当做的事情，圣灵大大的感动他，充满他，变为一个新的人。
So this is just a scene in the Bible where after Samuel has anointed Saul, so Saul received the Holy Spirit and changed into a new person.
那扫罗这个时候呢，变成一个新人的时候呢，他而且圣灵感动他说话的时候呢，好多人会来嘲笑他。为什么嘲笑他？因为他家的背景不是一个先知的背景，不是一个什么大户人家。也不是什么先知出生、祭司出生的人，所以就有一个俗话，说扫罗也列在先知中吗？是，其实是一个嘲讽的话。
So after Saul became a new person and he started prophesying with the prophet, so people kind of laughed at him because he wasn't a descendant of a prophet or a priest, and he wasn't from a well-known family. So people are kind of making fun of him by saying, okay, is he also among the prophets?
但是呢，就说神拣选他，让撒母耳呢就保姆了他，他就变成了一个新造的人。
But God have chosen him, and after he was anointed, he became a new person.
而且这里像看到呢，就是撒母耳准确的预言了，就说什么会发生，让扫罗呢去遇到一帮先知，先知呢在敬拜的时候呢，他就被圣灵来感动和充满，就要。
And also, Samuel have correctly predicted what was going to come to him. So he said that you're going to meet a group of prophets and you are going to be anointed and then you will prophesy with them.
那后来呢，扫罗就成了以色列的第一个国王，后来就带着以色列人出入。
So, of course, Saul became the first king of the Jews, and he was leading the nation of Israel.
那后来呢，因为他不听神的话，神就说我要拣选另外一个人大卫来做王，神就让撒母耳就高抹了大卫。
So because he wasn't listening to God, so God regretted, and then God, chose another person to replace him, which was David.
那当神拣选了大卫的时候呢，扫罗非常的妒忌大卫，他找机会要杀掉大卫。
So when David was chosen, Saul got so jealous over him, so he wanted to kill David.
那你可能问，这个扫罗变成了新人，最后怎么他又变成了一个旧人呢？又开始这个要去杀大卫呢？这是神的心意吗？当然不是。
So you may ask, isn't he a new person now after he been anointed? How come he became the old person again and trying to kill David? So is it God's heart? No, of course it's not.
但你也可能要问，就说神不是很爱我们的话，神不是负责到底的吗？为什么这个扫罗就又变回去了呢
？So you may ask, isn't that God is going to be responsible for us till the end? How come Saul has changed back to his old self?
这些问题留给大家自己来回答。
You can try to answer these questions yourself.
那我们今天呢，要看后面继续的发生了什么事情，特别是在圣灵的工作下面。神的灵工作的时候发生什么事情
？So we want to continue to see what happens, what things that happened after, and then see what Holy Spirit was doing.
那我们看看这个撒母耳记十九章从18节读到24节。
So we'll turn to First Samuel chapter 19.
那我们要看看，就是说扫罗再次在这个神的灵的工作下面会做什么。
So I want to tell you under the Spirit of God, what did Saul did?
十八节那个时候呢，扫罗就追杀大卫。十八节讲到大卫逃避，来到拉玛见撒母耳，见扫罗向他所行的事述说了一遍，他和撒母耳就往拿约去居住。有人告诉扫罗说，大卫在拉玛的拿约。扫罗打发人去捉拿大卫，去的人见有一帮先知读受纲说话，撒母耳站在其中监管他们，打发去的人也受神的灵感动说话。有人将这事告诉扫罗，他又打发人去，他们也受纲说话。扫罗第三次打发人去，他们也受纲说话。然后扫罗自己往拉玛去，到了西谷的大井，问人说，撒母耳和大卫在哪里呢？有人说在拉玛的约拿约，他就往拉玛的拿约去，神的灵也感动他，一边走一边说话，直到拉玛的拿约，他就脱了衣服，在撒母耳面前受纲说话，一昼一夜肉体躺卧。因此有句俗语说，扫罗也列在先知中吗？
So First Samuel chapter 19 from verse 18. When David had fled and made his escape, he went to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. Then he and Samuel went to Naoth and stayed there. Word came to Saul, David is in Naoth at Ramah. So he sent men to capture him. But when they saw a group of prophets prophesying, with Samuel standing there as their leader, the Spirit of God came upon Saul's men, and they also prophesied. Saul was told about it, and he sent more men, and they prophesied too. Saul sent men the third time, and they also prophesied. Finally, he himself left for Ramah and went to the great cistern at Sekou, and he asked, where are Samuel and David? Over in Naoth at Ramah, they said. So Saul went to Naoth at Ramah, but the Spirit of God came even upon him. And he walked along prophesying until he came to Naoth. He stripped off his robes and also prophesied in Samuel's presence. He lay that way all that day and night. This is why people say, is Saul also among the prophets?
今天读了这段经文呢，不知道你读了这个经文有什么感受
？So, what do you think after you read this chapter, this scripture?
那我一开始读到这段经文的时候呢，我说这个经文写到圣经里面干什么？百丈篇幅，这个跟神有什么关系呢？
So when I first read it, I felt it's just not very necessary to be included in the Bible because it takes a lot of space.
扫罗感动，为神感动，完了脱了衣服，躺在那里受感说话，这个有什么意义呢
？So what's the meaning behind all that when he stripped off his clothing, you know, prophesied?
你知道圣经是全世界发行量最大的书籍啊，可能不知道发行了多少，反正是不会下几十亿的圣经。
So you know the Bible is the most published books in the world, so I don't know exact numbers, but probably by the billions.
那我想把这一段圣经如果去掉的话呢，至少会节省几千万块美元的印刷费。
So I believe if this part is not published, people could probably save thousands and thousands of dollars in publishing this thing.
这是我的想法，可能另外人的想法是写进去挺好，可以卖更多的钱，彰显篇幅。
So this is what I thought, but probably people thought otherwise.Thinking that they may make more money by publishing this part in the Bible.
那事实上，这段经文呢是最近历史上教会发生重大问题的一个关键所在。
But actually, this chapter is what problematic things are happening in recent history of church.
也是神给教会的一个考试，你要圣灵来掌权，还是要人来掌权
？And it is also a test, from God to us, whether you want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit or you want to control it yourself.
因为这样的事情发生在这个教会，对不对？这个是先知啊，当时在敬拜，对吧？训练先知啊，结果。这些人来呢就开始受坑受话完了以后躺在那里脱了衣服。
So this group of prophets were being trained while this group of strangers just came and then they just strip off their clothes and start prophesying as well.
那讲到这个今天我们讲道啊神让我们讲这样的道神跟我们同在但是我们祷告神不要让我们今天来 practice。
So we are just talking about it in a sermon today, but I hope that God will not ask us to practice this.
那讲到这个神的同在，好多时候真的非常令人敬畏。
So when we talk about the presence of the Holy Spirit, sometimes it just put us in awe.
神有时候 跟我们的互动啊，他怎么样来尊重服侍他的人，这也让我们非常的敬畏。
Yes. And sometimes he will put us in awe when we see how he wants us to respect those who are teaching us.
我给大家要讲一个小小的故事。当时这个故事发生的时候呢，我非常非常的敬畏，非常非常的吃惊。啊，其实我是在当时是在开玩笑，你知道。但是呢，神就是这样的成就。
So I one thing I one small testimony I want to make that put me in awe because back then I was just making it as a joke, but God has did something that I put me in awe of His works.
但是呢，有一个华人的一个教会呢，邀请我去服侍，我就带了我们教会一位年轻的夫妇去，就到那个地方。服侍。
Back then a church invited me to go over and help them. So I took one of the young couples from our church and we went along.
当讲完道呢，那个牧师就让我给他们的弟兄姐妹祷告，一个一个祷告，他们知道我呢，分别说祷告的时候有启示性的恩赐，神会启示东西，就祷告。
So after I finished the message, so they the pastor invited me to pray over the congregation, like lay hands on each person because they know that I have this the spirit this what this some because they know that I have
那我就给他们就祷告了，祷告一圈全祷告完了。
So I pray for them and then after we finish praying.
他们就很感动，非常非常感动。结果呢，我带去的这对夫妇呢，他就是王炳牧师，你为什么不给我们祷告？你只给别的人的教会的人祷告，就不给我们祷告？
So after we finished praying and the group of people was really thankful of us, but the couple that I brought with, they told me, how come you just pray for them, but you did not pray for me, pray for us?
那我就开了一句玩笑，我说呢，神要我讲的话已经放在安州的嘴里面。这个安州呢是当时母堂的一位老弟兄，也跟我们去一起服侍。我说神让我讲的话已经放在安州的嘴里面了。
So this I was half jokingly telling them that God what God want me to say, the words are already given to the mouth of Andrew. So Andrew was also a guy who came with us. He was from the mother church.
果不其然，那个安卓呢，他就看到一个异象，他说：“我看到你们两个人这样那样那样那样。
And you know what happens? Andrew actually saw a vision for about this couple. So he was saying this and that in the vision.
”当安卓讲完的时候呢，我汗毛倒竖。
But after Andrew talked about what he saw, and my hair all stand up.
为什么呢？安州讲的话呢，就是我前两天辅导这一对年轻夫妇的婚姻里面的问题，就讲的跟我当时辅导的话一模一样。
Because what Andrew said was exactly the things that I said to this couple a few days ago while I was helping them with their marriage counseling.
所以我讲就是说，有时候我们在这里好像说一些我们说一些话啊。刚才我说神不要让我们操练，神都是和我们在互动，神这时候就在和我们互动，他会在听我们讲什么，他会看着我们，他爱我们。
So that's what I'm saying, even though sometimes we kind of joke around, but you have to know that God is with us and He listens to us and He is around us, watching us, and also interacting with us.
而且神也很幽默，神也很可爱，所以呢，他就像我们的父母一样。
And also God has a sense of humor. He's just like our parents.
那我今天刚才讲的呢，就是说，神就在我们这里，但是呢，我们祷告呢，神不要让我们 practice。
So as I said earlier, God is with us, and I hope God will not ask us to practice this today.
我相信神已经听了我们的祷告。
I believe God has already listened to our prayers.
但是呢，他还是主，他要做什么，我管不了。
But He is the Lord. Whatever He wants to do, I cannot control that.
那第一个大家可能说那这个扫罗啊我当时很感兴趣这扫罗就是全脱光呢还是只是脱的上衣我很感兴趣。
So I really wanted to find out whether Saul was actually naked or was he just took off his outer robes.
我就是查考很多的圣经的什么词典啊这个那个你知道究竟是他是全脱光还是半脱光的。
I actually read a lot of a dictionary. I want to find out whether he was naked or not.
早查了半天以后呢，发现这个所有的字典里面呢，就是说，半露也是这个词，全露也是这个词。
But after finding,
不知道他是全露还是半露。
So after finding the dictionary, I found out it's the same word as like half naked or fully naked. It's just the same word that I was using. So we do not know what really happened to him.
可能对我们对这个当时犹太人来讲的话，全露半露是一回事情。我们中国人太在乎了。
Maybe to the Jews, whether you are half naked or fully naked, it doesn't really matter. But to the Chinese, it matters a lot.
或者在神来看呢，你是全裸、半裸，一点都没有区别。
Or maybe to God, whether you are fully naked or half naked, is the same to God.
那事实上，亚当夏娃被创造的时候呢，他完全是赤裸的，啊，在神的面前没有问题。
So indeed, when Adam and Eve was first created, they were naked, and before God, this is not big deal.
但是呢。这些话为什么要写在圣经里面呢？我相信神知道以后的教会会因着这样的事情会产生很多的问题。
And how come these things are recorded in the Bible? I believe that God knew in advance that these things is going to create problems in the church.
那么我们今天为什么要讲这个呢？因为圣灵工作的时候呢，好多东西人看不懂，但是我们必须要让圣灵工作。
So why do I have to talk about it today? Because you have to know that a lot of things that Holy Spirit is doing and you do not understand.
那我自己也在圣灵这个就是聚会里面呢，也会跌倒在地上。
So even myself personally, I have fallen to the ground while in the, you know, the Holy Spirit movement, like meetings.
感谢主，我没有把衣服脱掉。
Praise God, I never took off my clothes.
那我也跟很多这种就是说有被圣灵用作的时候就是击倒在地上躺在那里好长时间的人有一些对话。
And I have also had conversation with those people who have been struck down by the Holy Spirit.
那有人呢就是他就是在那个过程里面神把他踢到天堂里面去。来医治他，来安慰他。Anna 怎么听不见？
哦，听不见吗？哦，对不起啊。So some people may be taken up to the heaven, while they were being struck down by the Holy Spirit, and God will help them, will heal them.
那有的人呢就是在这个过程里面生把他过去的罪都一幕一幕的像电影一样演出来。
And to some people, God will play, the things that they've done before as if a movie been played for them.
他们内心里面就深深的悔改。
And they will repent deeply in their heart.
那有的人呢躺在那里很可能是就是他里面的这个邪灵呢就出去了，以前邪灵搅扰他，现在呢邪灵出去了，圣灵给他很大的一个 peace。
And to some people that when they lie there and the evil spirit just start to leave them.
所以这些现象出现的时候呢，其实神在做他的工作。
So God is actually doing his work while we are manifested stating this kind of things, you know.
人并不知道神在做什么。
Sometimes these things are unknown to man.
但是呢，人会产生一些这个有一些反应。那第一个反应呢，他会惧怕、紧张。
People will have all sort of response to this. To some people, they may feel scared or nervous.
那惧怕、紧张的后面呢，就是说想控制这种局面。
So when they are scared or nervous, they want to be in control.
所以他就不想让这些事情继续下去。
So they don't want these things to continue to happen in church.
那这也是好多的教会呢，当圣灵开始运行的时候呢，他们不知道怎么办的时候呢，他们希望圣灵不要运行，神就不运行了，人就开始工作了。
So that's why when these things happen and the church doesn't want the Holy Spirit to work because they want to be in control, so Holy Spirit stopped working and people start controlling.
那有些教会呢，因此而发生了分裂，因为一帮人呢一定要圣灵运行，另一帮人说我们不能有这样的现象出现，因为太丑陋啊，太没有秩序。
And to some church, it caused conflict in the church because some group of people want the Holy Spirit to be in control, and another group may say, okay, we do not want that. We want order in the church.
那有的人呢，就说这是邪灵在工作，啊，这是邪灵，我们不要邪灵，我们要主，要圣经。
And some people will say, okay, this is not from the Holy Spirit, it's from the evil ones. We do not want that. We want God to be in control.
你以后也可能还会听见这样的话语，就是哦，这些现象是从邪灵来的。但是你要告诉他，这段圣经里面明明写的是圣灵。
And you may even hear this in the coming days. People will tell you, oh, this is from the evil, the Satan, the evil ones. But just show them the Bible. Show them what you read today, that this is from the Holy Spirit.
那事实上呢，你如果研究近代的教会呢，就说，一方面非常的感叹，因为，非常的，觉得奇妙，因为神做事情呢，他做非常非常奇妙的事情，人从来没想过自己。
And so, if you learn about the recent history of church, you will be shocked, because God is doing things that you know, like beyond our imagination.
那比如说，在阿根廷大复兴的时候，在1968年左右，阿根廷有很大的复兴，成千上万的人进入了教会。那个时候复兴的时候呢？有一些故事，这些故事呢，就是说神要人做一些非常奇特的事情。
So if you know about the revival in Argentina back in 1968, there was a great revival in Argentina. And during the revival, God asked people to do things that are quite extraordinary, like outrageous.
当时呢，就是根据他们的记载，我看过一些记载的书，就是一帮神学院的学生呢，在那里拼命祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告。
So, this is what I read. So, a group of Bible college students were praying and praying.
但是呢，有一天呢，就是说，圣灵感动一个学生呢，就要上到讲台上面去敲桌子，敲讲台。
And so one day that the Holy Spirit moved and asked a student to go up to the desk, to the pulpit to strike the, you know, the pulpit. The pulpit, okay.
结果呢，他就觉得很不好意思，非常非常不好意思，不想做。
But the person felt quite uncomfortable and he didn't want to do that.
但是圣灵不断不断的感动他呢，最后他就做了。
But he was continue to move by the Holy Spirit, and finally he did it.
当他这样顺服的时候，敲低下敲桌子的时候，圣灵就降临下来。
So
当场
when
他就感觉到圣灵的一种风，一种能力，圣灵的同在。
So when he obey and he strike, when he the first after the first strike, people start feel the Holy Spirit ascending down like the wind.
在同一个时间呢，神才派了一位，西方的这个神的仆人呢，是一病不倒，去那边呢，就是说就开始连续7天的一病不倒。
So at the same time, God has sent a Western a missionary to go there, to start a 7-day seven-day teaching series, yeah, healing series.
那当时的总统的皮肤病呢，就得到了医治。
So at the same time, the president has a skin disease, and he got healed.
当时这个总统的夫人呢，因为一直往邪术控制这个国家呢，当时神就当时就进行了审判，就死掉了。
And also the president's wife who was practicing sorcery, so she got judged and immediately she died.
那这些事情呢，阿根廷的复兴呢，延续了很多年的时间。
And so the revival in Argentina continued for a few years.
我碰到过很多在阿根廷那边，就是说经历复兴的人。
I have met multiple people that from Argentina who had experienced that revival.
就是这个开始呢，就是神要让这个学生做一个他不想做的事情。
So it all started by the student, who asked by the Holy Spirit to do something that was uncomfortable for him.
他要做。
He had to do it.
神并没有让他去犯罪。
God didn't ask him to commit a sin, a crime.
扫罗这样肉体贪污也没有犯罪。
And also, when Saul was stripped of his clothes, he didn't commit a sin.
那教会里面出现很多的这种现象，并没有犯罪。
And when things are actually happening in church, it was not a crime or sin at all.
好多人呢看着就说这些东西不好看，他就觉得好像是犯罪一样。
But to some people, it seems that all these things happening in the church that seems inappropriate. So this thing is a crime, a sin.
但是呢，他们回家以后，这个心里面想很多邪恶的东西，做生意的时候用邪恶的手段，夫妻之间恶言相待，他们不觉得是一个罪恶，反倒人躺在肉体躺卧就变成了罪恶。
And yet, when they go home, when they judge other people, when they say harsh things to their wives, when they think about all these evil things in their thoughts, they didn't realize they are actually sin. And yet, they think that when things happen in the church, when Holy Spirit phenomenon happen, they think they are sin. Those people are sinners.
就是这就是说，人不明白神的话语。我们一定要明白神的话语，什么是罪，什么不是罪。
So that's why we have to know from the words from Bible whether some things are called sin and some things are not.
那圣灵工作的时候，圣灵不会带人去犯罪。
So when Holy Spirit moves, Holy Spirit will not lead you into commit a crime or a sin.
但是圣灵要让人做他过去没有做过的事情，圣灵会带领人去冒险。
But Holy Spirit can lead you into an adventure to tell you to do things that you have never done before.
事实上，今天也是，当弟兄姐妹，好多人要在这方面要求祝福，那方面求祝福，神要带领你去冒险。
So it's the same as if it's happening to you today. So when you want blessings here and there, but God wants you to start with a new adventure.
神让你去宽恕一个曾经得罪过的人。可能对你来说是一次冒险，但是要去做。
And God may ask you to forgive someone else, so to you may be a new adventure.
这是人际关系学校小学一年级的功课。
But it's actually a grade one study in a relationship education.
好多人在祷告，在经济上要生来祝福。
some people that you are praying for a financial blessing.
圣耀让你去做这个十亿奉献，从这里开始。
And God wants you to start with tithes and offerings.
那十亿奉献对于零售省经济上的祝福，就是小学一年级的功课。
So tithes and offering is just as a great one work, in God's financial blessings.
今天你如果觉得我没做十亿奉献，省照样经济上祝福我。
So if you think you have not done tithes and offering and yet God has blessed you financially, you have to pay attention.
因为神通过十亿奉献不仅仅是要让我们得到财富，而是让我们知道怎么样去成为财富的管家，不让财富成为我们的常累。
So why God want us to give tithes and offering? Because God want you to become the steward of your wealth, and you will not be slave to money.
前一段时间我们在查经的时候，就是说我们查到一段圣经说，钱报人得子财。我们有些人真的不太明白，人钱报的人反而受神的祝福吗？
So last time we were in a Bible study, and when we read a verse from the Bible, it says the arrogant man. No.
啊、但是一个谦报的人得到子财是不是就是祝福呢？安娜听不见，你光 mute 掉了。
哦、oh, you mute 掉了，现在可以吗？
现在可以。
Okay, so why is it that a harsh man gets money?
但他得到钱财不就不是说就是神的祝福。
So I'm not saying that when he gets money it's not from, it's not the blessing from God.
他能够管理钱财，下一步怎么能够按神的心意去用这个钱财，这才是神的祝福。
But it's if you know how to manage the money that given you by God, then that will become your blessings.
但是呢，做十亿奉献对好多人来说就好像一个冒险一样。
But to a lot of people, tithes and offering it seems like a new adventure for them.
但是神要我们做的时候，神祝福的门就要打开。
A God want us to do it, so when we do it, God will going to open the floodgate of the heaven.
那今天我们讲到圣经这一段话，不是说我们应该像扫罗一样，去要脱掉衣服在圣灵当中，不是这个意思。
So when we talk about the verse today, we are not telling you to strip off your clothes just like Saul.
但是呢，这些事情会发生。
But this is may be happening.
那我大家要知道，这个地方这件事情发生呢是非常非常重要的。
And you have to know it is very crucial for these things to happen.
你知道扫罗当时追赶大卫的时候呢，他是锲而不舍的。
You have to know when he was chasing down David and he wanted to chase him to the end. He will never leave him alone.
在22章的时候你会发现呢，因为挪伯的祭司呢藏了大卫，把这个武器给了大卫呢，后来扫罗把他的全家全杀掉。
So if you continue to read 1 Samuel chapter 22, you will know that, There was a priest named Nob. He hid David in his household, and when Saul found out, Saul killed all his family.
你知道这个地方呢？撒母耳因为有这个圣灵的同在呢，所有来杀大卫的人呢，都怎么样？被神感动，开始赞美神了。
But because the Holy Spirit was working from Samuel, so when all the people came to kill David, when they see them and they start be filled with the Holy Spirit and start to praise God instead of killing David.
他们也不杀大卫就回去了。
So they did not kill David, they just returned.
那第一波人来到这里追杀大卫。最后就受感说话，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，我是有罪的，他就回去了。
So the first group people came and they start prophesying and they say, "Oh, praise God and praise God," and then they returned home.
第二波人追杀大卫的人呢，也是这样看的，赞美主，赞美主，哎呦，我有罪了，我回去了。
And also the second group came saying the same thing. Oh, praise God, I am a sinner. And then they return home.
第三波人也是同样的。
And then also the same for the third group of people.
扫罗最后没办法，他就自己亲自去了。
So God, so Saul had no choice, so he had to go personally.
亲自去要杀大卫。
So he wanted to go there by himself to kill David.
按照22上的记载呢，他很可能连撒母耳一起杀掉。
So if you read about chapter 22, he may even have killed Samuel himself as well.
但是呢，因着圣灵在那里工作呢，扫罗怎么样？他就开始受感说话了。圣灵感动他开始说话。
But because the Holy Spirit, when he went there, he started prophesying himself as well.
圣经也很奇怪，他从来不记载他讲了什么话。我非常好奇他讲了什么话。
So it's very interesting. The Bible did not mention what exactly Saul said while he was there.
那圣灵感动人说话呢？我们根据我们所看到的啊，经历到的呢，第一个，神就开始赞美主。
So through our own personal experience, what we've seen before, so when people are touched by Holy Spirit, most likely they will start praising God.
第二个呢，就是人会悔改，为他的罪来悔改。
And usually people will start repenting for the sins they have committed in the past.
那第三个呢，他就可以向他得罪过的人就道歉，开始道歉。
And he was forgive and say sorry to those people who, he had problem with.
说不定这个时候，这个扫罗就说：“大卫啊，对不起，对不起。
”So maybe Saul was saying to David, "Okay, David, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry."
其实后面的章节里面你会看到他多次这样做，他就说：“大卫啊，对不起，对不起。
”So if you read the other chapters, he actually said that many times to David. He said, "Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for the things that I have done."
弟兄姐妹，这时候圣灵做的工作，我们不知道神在扫罗的身上做了什么工作，但是有一点是非常清楚的，让他不会杀掉大卫。
So we do not know exactly what the Holy Spirit was doing to Saul, but one thing is for sure is that it stopped him from killing David.
弟兄姐妹，你要不要这样的事情发生？你如果当时是撒母耳在那里，你希望不希望圣灵这样拼命的用作，对不对？让追你的仇敌躺在那边起不来。
So, brother and sister, do you want the same thing to happen to you when someone trying to kill your life, take your life, and then Holy Spirit came and then just touch that person and start prophesying?
你还是觉得，哎呦，这个教会很乱，我不要待在这里，我要跑到另外的地方去。
Or else you will say, okay, this church is out of order. I don't want to stay in this kind of church. I want to go to somewhere else.
当你跑到外面的时候呢，那个追你的人他就跑到外面，没有圣灵，他就把你杀了。
So, but if you ran out to somewhere else without the Holy Spirit, that person who trying to take your life will also come and take, you know, without the Holy Spirit, and he will come and kill you.
你要来到这样一个教会，圣灵用作人怎么乱七八糟躺在地上，人家不杀你呢？还是你到外面一个很整齐的地方，哦，很光鲜的地方，结果被人杀掉
？So, do you want to be in a out of order church where things are seems messing around, but yet the Holy Spirit is moving, and so that person cannot kill you? Or do you rather go to a nice and orderly place where your killer is waiting for you to kill you?
因为那个地方没有圣灵，没有圣灵阻挡他。
Because that place, the orderly place, has no Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit was not there. It's not there to stop him from killing you.
感谢主，这个地方圣灵呢降在扫罗的身上，他躺在那里。
So praise God that the Holy Spirit came down, so that Saul was lying there on the ground.
他起不来，也不知道发生什么事情，反正他不杀大卫了。Hallelujah.
He didn't know what was happening. He just couldn't get up, and so he stopped killing David. Hallelujah.
这是神伟大的工作， 在以后的日子里面，大卫成为以色列非常重要的一代王。
So that's hallelujah, that's the work of God so that David can become the great king of Israel.
在戴维的年代真正的建立了以色列的王国。
So during the reign of David, God has firmly established the kingdom of Israel.
那扫罗在这个地方肉体躺卧，他起来以后被圣灵感动，是不是就悔改了呢？彻底悔改了呢？
So after Saul get up and stop prophesying, did he actually repented?
他没有，他继续
No,
追杀
he did
他。
not. He continued to chase after David.
你可能要问，为什么圣灵工作这个人，当时这样就后来又没有悔改呢？
So you may ask, how come the Holy Spirit already worked? How come he's still continue to chase down David? Why is that?
这个问题也要你自己回答。为什么在圣灵工作的时候，好多时候我们是一个人，回到家又是另外一个人？
And I will also return this question. You can try to answer yourself. So how come a person like seems, right in church and then became a different person when he goes home?
这就是说，是一个人呢，他内心的东西啊，是我们所不知道的，神知道。
So that's why we say that, the inner things of a man is hidden from us, but God knows.
所以我们要有敬畏神的心，时时的要有个悔改的心。
So that's why we have to fear God, also always have a heart of repentance.
扫罗，你如果仔细读他并不是一个，敬畏神的人。
So if you read the Bible, you will know that Saul was not a man who feared God.
他知道神是真的，但是他并不敬畏他，他不听他的话。
He knew God is for real, but he wasn't fear him. He doesn't want to listen. He didn't listen to God.
那今天我们最主要的讲的呢，有好多未知的东西，我们不明白的东西呢，神在做伟大的工作。
So I'm just saying that there are a lot of things that are unknown to us, but God is using the things to do His great works.
那当我们允许神来工作的时候呢，真的，当我们顺服在神的权柄之下的时候呢，美好的事情将要发生。
But when we submit and allow God to do His things, great and wonderful things are going to happen to us.
我有很多的例子，我今天不能一一的去讲，就是允许圣灵工作，自己不明白，就是说不明白。
So I have a lot of example to share, but I'm not going to talk about it today. My emphasis is that we have to allow the works of God, so whether we know it or not, understand it or not.
我要讲讲我们西安教会的历史，这个历史呢，有很多。伤心的事情，但是有圣灵伟大的工作。
So I want to talk a little bit on the history of Church of Zion. There are many things that are very sad that have happened, but it also manifested the great glory of God.
在1995年，我们的老一辈灵受这样一个大聚集的意向，第一次聚集的时候呢，就发生一件类似的事情。有一个。弟兄呢就把上衣脱下来，就开始跳舞了，拿着上衣就一边甩一边跳舞。
So back in 1995, so the elders of Church of Zion has received this vision of having a great gatherings. So while they were having this vision, and one of the brothers took off his clothes and start dancing with like half naked.
结果回来以后呢？我们西安教会那时候我还不在没有来到西安教会，我是99年来的，95年发生的教会，很多人就离开了教会。
So after that, a lot of people start leaving the church. That was back in 1995. I wasn't in Church of Zion yet. I came to church in 1999.
温哥华所有的华人教会定西安教会为异端。
So all the Chinese churches in Vancouver has decided that Church of Zion is a cult. It's a cult.
不让别的教会跟我们教老一辈来往。
So they stop other church to be associated with our church.
因为说他们在敬拜的时候呢，就脱光了衣服。
Because they say during the worship they took off his their clothes.
当时我们的老前辈呢，我们的老牧师啊，有一段时间是不能祷告的，祷告都不祷告。
So back then, our senior pastor was not able to pray. He wasn't even able to pray.
他说："为什么 gathering 变成了 scattering？聚集怎么变成了分散呢？"
So he asked this question: How come a gathering became a
scattering?
Oh, scattering. Okay, sorry.
有好多天，他的小女儿就帮着他的嘴，说："爸爸，喜乐，喜乐，喜乐。"
So one day, his youngest daughter, just you know, like bring his mouth upwards and say, "Okay, father, please be joyful, happy, be happy."
你想想，就是说，对我们的牧师多大的一个冲击？就是说，因为他顺服主，让圣灵运作，结果呢，最后教会就仍旧散掉。
So can you imagine the impact that was on our pastor when he tried to submit to the Holy Spirit, and yet his church went apart?
但是因为当时很多人是不成熟，很多的论断就进到教会里面来。
It was because a lot of immature people were immature in the church, and a lot of judgment in the church. That's what happened.
但是现教会的牧者的长老们继续的顺服主。
And yet the elders of the church, of Church of Zion continue to obey God.
那后来加拿大这个西人教会的门就打开，甚至政府的门就打开。
And so that the doors of the other church, like the white man's church, and also the door of the government start opening up to Church of Zion.
当时的这个国防部长 Stockwell Day, 还有后来的 Stephen Harper,那都跟我们教会，就是做的工作有关系。
And also, later on, so the works of Stephen Harper and the other minister, start to have relationship with our church.
后来包括跟以色列的关系各方面，因为我们顺服神，包括后来在中国做的大合一的工作，因着顺服。
And also.And also, God has anointed the works between, our church and also the Jewish, repentance and also the works in China. God has touched and blessed our works.
我自己也经历一些事情。有一个教会呢，他们在一个杂志上看到我信主的见证，就邀请我去要在青年的一个营会里面去做讲员。那我就答应了。
So I published my stories in one of the books. So a church saw that story and then they invited me to speak on their youth group.
那过了一段时间，他们打电话给我，他说我们不能让你做讲员，因为你是西洋教会的。
So I agreed and I agreed. And then after a while, they phoned me again, said, okay, you cannot come to talk because you are from Church of Zion.
我说 that's okay, that's okay. 那我后来跟我的老牧师在开玩笑说，你看神让我给你背黑锅。
So I said, it's okay. And then later on, I talked to my senior pastor and I said, okay, see, I'm actually...bearing your burdens now.
但是呢，因着西安教会这样神来锻炼了我们呢，让我们从心底里面不论断别人，真的能够彼此的合一。
But because of what the Church of Zion did, so that we can be so we will not judge other people for what they do, but covering each other's sins.
所以在过去的这么多年里面，我们生训练我们就说，无论什么事情发生，我们都是彼此相爱，彼此合一。
So that's why God has trained us in the past many many years to love each other's and you know bear each other's burdens no matter what happened.
那讲了这么多呢，就是说以后的日子里面，就是要做好准备，大家要让圣灵来掌权。
So, I've said a lot of that. What I'm trying to emphasize is that in the coming days, we will let the Holy Spirit to do His works.
不管什么事情发生，你明白还是不明白，都要圣灵掌权。
No matter what happens, whether you understand it or not, you have to let Holy Spirit reign.
那我们再翻开最后一节经文，我们来结束今天的这个讲道。以赛亚书55章。
So we'll turn to Isaiah 55 to end our meeting.
55章。
Isaiah 55.
第八节开始，第八节到这个
十一节。From verse 8 to 11.
耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使腰吃的有粮。我口说出的话也必如此，绝不徒然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上。”必然亨通。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my way, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater.So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
这里讲到呢，就是神的意念远远高过我们的意念，他的道路非同我们的道路。
And it says, God's thoughts are not my thought, not our thought, and His ways are higher than our ways.
天怎样高过地？照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
As the heaven are higher than the earth, so that his ways are higher than our way, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
这天怎样高过地，那是高的不得了，就是无限的高。神的意念无限的高过我们的意念。
So how heaven is higher than earth is infinitely higher. So His thoughts are infinitely higher than ours.
但是这里说他的话语呢必然成就。
And yet his words will surely accomplish what he says.
好，我们来一起来祷告。哈利
路亚。So we pray. Hallelujah, we thank you.
主啊，谢谢你，你是一个全能的神，伟大的神。
Thank you, Lord, that you are an almighty God.
同时也是爱我们的神。
At the same time, you are God who loves us.
你做的事情好多时候我们不能明了，但是我们知道非常的安全。
Even though the things that you are doing right now, we could not fully understand, but we know that it is safe in you. We are safe in you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。主啊，
你说。We thank you.
你说这个妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的孩子？既或忘记，我也不会忘记。
But we thank you. You said, can a woman forget the child by her breast? Even if she forgets, I will never forget you.
你说你把我们的名字刻在你的掌上。
You have engraved our names in your palms.
你说我们的前缘常在你的眼前。
You said, our words are always before your eyes.
那个前缘就是当时以色列耶路撒冷被仇敌毁坏的那些前缘，就是城墙都毁坏了，都在神的面前。
Those walls are ruined by the enemies. Those walls are surrounded by Jerusalem.
今天我们生命里面所有被仇敌毁坏的，都在神的眼前。
So in our lives, all those things that are broken by the enemies, or our walls that are being ruined by the enemies, everything is before God's eyes.
他必然。要来帮助我们，必然要来复兴我们。
Surely He will come and heal us and rebuild us and revive us.
因为他给我们立的约是永远的约。
Because the covenant between him and us is an everlasting, unchangeable covenant.
主，我们再次的谢谢你，谢谢你。
Once again, we say thank you, Lord.
我们愿意向你的圣灵完全敞开。
We want to open to your Holy Spirit.
那将来你把很多破碎的、伤心的人带到我们中间，好多事情我们不能明白的时候，我们说：“主啊，愿你掌权。”
When you bring people that are broken hearted, when they come to the church, when they are manifesting things that we do not understand, we say, "May you be in control of all this."
昨天晚上碰到一个人，他说他不相信 COVID 是存在的。那这样的人也会来到我们的中间抓，我们要来接纳，我们要来爱。
Even yesterday, I met a person who said he does not believe the existence of COVID-19. Even these kind of people are going to come to church. Even these people, we have to accept.
我不是开玩笑，昨天刚跟这个人谈完话。
I'm not joking about this. I actually talked to this person yesterday.
主啊，是的，主，你就要敞开你的胸怀，让很多的人来到教会来得医治。
Yes, Lord, you are going to open up your arms so that many, many of these people are going to come.
让我们要成为你的器皿，成为你爱的广道，能力的广道。
Let us become your vessel, become a channel of love.
让我们成为有为父的心，为母的心。
Give us the father, the heart of father and heart of mothers.
让我们爱。
Help us to love. To love those who are unlovable.
主啊，这就是你的心意。
So this is what your heart desires.
愿你预备，愿你成全。
May you prepare and may you accomplish all this.